and I don't want to speak for you, but to me today, I sort of like, I laid down my arms in terms of this whole like, we got to help Steph and the sixth seed. And I'm like, yo, just like, can you be interesting? I don't need you to win a title every year. You got a dynasty. That's incredible. We all acknowledge it's closing, very likely already closed. But I'm here for whatever you are as far as the finished product at the end of the year. Do you make the play-in? Do you not make it at all and make the lottery? Do you rally and make the five seed? I'm here for this journey, but you could be a little bit more interesting on your way.
Yeah.
That's what I'm focused on, and I bet they are too. A basketball team that can't score is not fun. That's not fun for the fans.
Well, even if you win 88-87, that's more fun than losing by 40 and you can't even get 90 points. And where you are in terms of, you know, what they can be, you know, I've been there for the better part of 2 months looking at this team and thinking, you know, there's nothing you can do to even be, in my opinion, a five seed or a six seed or whatever. So I'll put aside that part of it, the whole idea of, you know, what kind of a trade can you make? Right. But I'm with you as far as like the entertainment value. Like, you've got Sacramento coming up tomorrow, and I want that game to be entertaining.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, you might go out there and you might lose by 26.
Well, are we still in the Steph is not playing back-to-backs thing? Are we still doing that?
You guys can ask Steve at 5, that's but there's question. Been no update to the contract.
Yeah, so like, I'd like to know which one he is selecting to sit out. And I would argue he should sit out tomorrow if he has to pick one, because Thursday is a much more likely victory with the Chicago Bulls and future teammate Nikola Vucevic in town.
Yeah, future teammate. That ship is kind of sailing.
Hashtag future dub. All right, let's take some of these calls. Ifty in Petaluma. Hey, Ifty, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. First time, long time.
Thank you.
I've been listening to your program for a long time. Yeah, thank you. Today, we're hearing a lot of comment about the product of the Warrior basketball. What do you think then? I think the product could be better if they were sticking to the Warrior-branded basketball, like ball movement, player movement. Lately, I've not seen that. I don't know if am I right or wrong. You can tell me that. And the new player where they're coming in into the Warrior organization, I don't know if they're told to play like a Warrior basketball. We have two assistants, Jerry Stackhouse and the Stat. I'm not sure that they know Warrior-branded basketball. They have to help Steve Kerr, what style they're going to play. And Warrior players should know who they are, what style they're going to play with. Then winning and losing come in out of their hustle play. They have to show the hustle and heart. The point they're not showing the scorebook, like hustle play, going to the loose ball and blacking out. And what do you think?
Yeah, Ifty, thanks very much. I think it's a good call. What you're saying there at the end catches my attention. I have a hard time talking about professional athletes not trying. I think it's difficult for us to turn on a television and be like, that guy's not trying. Like, sometimes you can see something that looks really excessively loafy, but I am aware of comments that Steph Curry and others have made basically about, like, when things don't go well, we get discouraged. Shots aren't falling, and we kind of just are like, ugh. And yeah, that's a concern. That's a concern I don't think you're allowed to do that. I mean, you can get discouraged. Yeah. I can't legislate your emotions. But man, if anyone in the organization feels like the Warriors have an early give up signal, my gosh, I can't think of a worse trait.
Right, and I do think that his point, Ifty's point, was I think well made about the ball movement and the player movement, but you look at the roster and they don't really have the roster of guys who do that. You know, Draymond is great at it. He's not playing. Andrew Wiggins is more of a, not an isolation guy, but he'll, you know, get you to the wing and get a three and he'll attack the basket. And Dennis Schroeder, we all know, is not one who necessarily fits with how they're playing. And then the rest of the team, I don't think, you know, GP2, a guy who can screen and cut, and Kevon Looney, the same thing, but you don't really have a team that's made up the same way. And if you're a defense looking at this squad, you're most likely to double team Steph and harass Steph and make somebody else beat you.
For sure you are. That's exactly what they're doing. And it's incredibly maddening and leading to these long periods of times where they can't score a bucket and the other team runs away. I mean, Steve Kerr said yesterday he thought they played a good first quarter. And that was with, A, an 8-0 start for Boston, and B, a 14-1 finish. And Steve thought they played well. Thank goodness. What would the scoreboard have looked like if they hadn't played well? Ed and Benicia is next. Hi, Ed. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just got a couple of comments about this is the year the Warriors needed to just go ahead and take the hit. They didn't have a first-round pick. They let Chris Paul go. They let Klay go, which was it was time for him to go as well. I could make the case that really Draymond needs to go. I've been wanting him to be gone ever since he punched Poole, but this might be the final year of Draymond Green. My suggestion would be, since they're below both of the aprons, they should get all the way down so they're actually below whatever it is, you know, where they're not even paying any kind of tax at all, and try to rebuild for next year. But I wouldn't be trying to do a whole lot of trades at this point, especially desperation trades. I wouldn't do that. I would just go ahead and take the hit this year and then reset when the season's over.
Ed, can I ask what you mean by that? Take the hit. Like, give me the action, what they are supposed to do to take the hit. It sounds like you're sort of advocating just cutting players, which financially actually does not do anything to your cap. I'm not even sure.
What I'm trying to say is just get used to the idea that this is not the year the Warriors will be competing for a championship. Get used to the idea that they will not be like a 4 or 5 seed. If they make the play-in, they may make the play-in, but we're not a championship squad. What I mean by taking a hit is accept that reality and get ready to reset for next year.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
No, and I think he's right. You're not just going to shut down Steph and Draymond and Wiggins and play Lindy and Quentin and Pat Spencer.
Take the hit and rebuild and go young.
Like, I think he meant take the hit like – take the hit of the reality of, you know,
emotionally.
Right. Yeah. You're probably going to wind up in the play-in if things continue as is. And maybe you can make it out of the play-in and get an actual playoff series. But even if you do, you probably won't be able to, quote, go on a run, most likely. So start to prepare yourself for that mentally or emotionally. I do think that there's no benefit in fully taking the hit, shutting guys down, and trying to tank. Joe Lacob will never do that. He already said in the TK pod, we never want to be in the lottery. And since he said that, they've been in the lottery every single time. He's 1-for-1. So he doesn't want to be in the lottery.
No.
They're not going to tank. And if take the hit means you play this out and you see what you can do, that's kind of where I am.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, now we get back to the product, which I would argue is going through a wobbly time right now. But if you start shutting down your top players, then it's omnipresent. Like 100% of the time, if you're giving the fans the lineup that you gave in the fourth quarter yesterday, that is unproductive in my opinion. Like I'm not here for like the Quentin Post show at this point. I have no problem with checking in on young players, building young players, giving them some minutes here and there. But if you're just going to be like, boy, this isn't going well, so let's just give February, March, and April to the G League. Come on, man, you're selling tickets to this. People watch.
Right.
I'd like to, at least.
And you're also trying to keep Steph Curry engaged and interested in what is still to come.
And wanting to stay, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think that he is even close to getting to that spot where he's going to be disgruntled and decide that he wants to go elsewhere, but one thing about Steph and Draymond is they are ferocious competitors. They want to compete. They want to be a part of a team that is at least trying to win. So they're going to figure this out. They're going to try to figure it out. And what, they got 40 more games left in the year. And somebody mentioned this earlier. It might have been during the crossover. But if you look at just the standings, they are 2 games out of the 6th seed.
Yep.
And I know that there are 4 teams between the Lakers and the Warriors. So it's not as easy as you win 2 and they lose 2 and now you're the 6th seed. Now, in the NBA especially, it's really hard to climb over teams, but according to your 10-game look, and you're spot on right now. You're 2-for-2.
Well,
they should be able to go 5-3 over the next 8.
I don't know about
according
should.
To Willard.
I don't know about should. Could.
The Willardonomics.
Yeah, but let's notice this about ourselves. It's not a problem. I'm not ripping it. I'm you. Let's notice this about ourselves. It takes one game for us to swing our pendulum completely in the other direction. They win a basketball game in Minnesota. They win over the worst team in the NBA and withstand Jordan Poole being him for 38. They withstand it, and you will wake up the next day going, huh, I wonder if this is the start of like a little buzz, like a little streak. Are they going to get some? And then Boston comes in, the champs come in, squash them on the forehead by the end of the first half. TNT is already talking about a rebuild at halftime. And it's like, okay, here comes 48 hours of we're done, stop, let's do the lottery. Now, what happens if they win in Sacramento tomorrow night? What does this sound like Thursday?
Well, it sounds like we got
different.
We got action.
Hey, Chicago's coming to town.
We and Utah, three in a row, and you know, Kuminga's he'll be coming back soon.
So this is one of those days.
Yeah,
today and tomorrow are I'm done with this team day, and then maybe they win tomorrow night.
I like the way you phrased it. It's not even about I'm done with them or they have action. Those two things are, to me, neither one is true.
Yep.
This team's not going to go 30-52. They're not going to go 52-30. They're going to be between 40-45 wins, most likely. But the question that you put out, I think, is the most poignant one, which is, can this team be exciting and interesting?
That's right.
And when you get Kuminga back and Pods back and you get everybody back healthy and you've got your 10-man or your 12-man rotation, can this team be a fun watch again? Because yesterday, that thing was a tough watch.
Total bore. Yeah, total bore.
Vince, Draymond's glasses were kind of cool, though.
They were.
I like the frames. Good. He did look good, yeah.
Hey, Vince, what's going on, man? Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up, guys? So you asked the question, what do I think of the product? And to be honest, it's pretty bad right now. Like, this isn't even... Let's forget about the Dynastic Warrior run and that product. This isn't even it's a great timeout, we believe type era product. This is bad. Like, you guys know, as pros, you got to get 100 points in a game to have a shot at winning. And I feel like we have had so many games where we have not scored 100 points, let alone you go dry in the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter in a close game. I don't understand why it's so hard for the guys. I get it. It's the pros. You're playing against the top 1% of all basketball players in the world. I get it. I'm not saying that it's easy. But what we've grown accustomed to as Warrior fans, especially recently, is dudes can go get buckets, and nobody's making shots. You know, it's like – and then there was another caller just now. You know, I'm going to get on my Monte Ellis real quick. If you're not going to be a Warriors, then don't be a Warriors. Because it feels like there's a lot of guys on this team who are not having that Warriors mentality. Like, it's in the name. You're a fighter. You're going to continue to compete until the buzzer goes off.
Vince,
like,
who? Vince, I'm going to jump in on that. Who? Who do you see who's not Warriors?
There's a lot of guys. Look at Draymond. He's taking plays off. I mean, yeah, he's hurt. But, I mean... Draymond is supposed to be a leader of the team, right? You can clearly see him get frustrated. He throws his hands up in the air like he's a 5-year-old who said parents said no to. Like, bro, get your ass back on the other end of the floor. Go defend. It ain't nobody else's fault but yours. You don't want to look at the basket and take a shot under the hoop. My breath. Like, you guys are on a team. You have a lifetime opportunity playing basketball for a living. Go out there, enjoy it, have fun, but at the same time, compete. I just feel like guys don't have that. Like, Pods is a hustler, right? Pods looks like he competes. He's not. He might not be good most of the time, but he's out there trying. He's hustling. He's getting dirty. He's 6'2". He's getting more boards than Draymond. He's getting more boards than whoever else is at the 4 or 5. Like, come on, that doesn't make sense. You're a point guard.
Vince, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, I get stuck on the periods of time where it looks like they're not even able to find an NBA shot.
Yeah.
Nights that they will fall, nights that they won't. But yesterday they went through this lengthy stretch where it's like, I'm sorry, we can't even find a shot. We can't even create a look for somebody out here. That's when, to me, it gets really bogged down.